Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be answering a couple questions. I got an email about six weeks ago from who's on active duty. He wants to know how to basically disagree with your chain of command without getting yourself nuked. Well, that's a tough question, because if you have the rank of E6 or lower, your battalion commander can pretty much take away your rank for virtually anything. It is what it is. Normally, if you have a good battalion commander, they're not going to do things like that over willy-nilly horse shit. But things happen.
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch!
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because, you know, they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on Gibson Bro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links.
Meat Gazer.
You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age.
Some of the techniques that I used to gripe was, one, I just made jokes about it, you know, had everyone laughing. For instance, you know, we had one of our company commanders write up an op order for a convoy, and it was like a two-day kind of thing. No rest plan, you know, it was just a clusterfuck. The only way I could get him to listen is I was in the back of the formation while he was giving the op order, and I had to basically, you know, out loud go, "Someone's gonna die.
Holy shit, we really all gonna die!"
Everyone started laughing. He got pissed, but it kind of shook him loose for a little NCO wisdom input. And we actually made some changes on the fly. They're called fragos to that op order to make it manageable and safe. If you don't have that ability, because there's a lot of people out there that just don't have a sense of humor and really can't come up with stuff on the fly quickly. I got it. All right. Now, another technique I used in Iraq. Again, I had a battalion commander. Battalion commander for the 202MI battalion, and he was stationed at Abu Ghraib prison, and we were attached to his battalion. We were basically long range reconnaissance airborne infantry, LRS. We're trained to operate in 6-man teams, you know, to go out, look for the bad guy, call it in, interdict with weapons, what have you. All right. Now, on this particular day, outside the mosque, which is like 2 blocks away from the walls of the prison, there was a shooting. between one of our towers and an individual standing on the roof of the mosque with an RPG missile. They plugged him. He did the cowboy fall onto the steps in the front. And before you know it, you know, within 40 minutes, there was 1,200 to 2,000 Hajis out there passing out weapons, just going absolutely berserk. Now, from the tower, we could pretty much see what was going on. But our battalion commander, in all of his wisdom, wanted me to have one of my LRS teams, maybe two, go to the top of an apartment building outside the wire to directly observe 2,000 armed Hajis. And I'm like, wait a minute, sir. All right, what is your alternate contingency emergency plan? And he just got so pissed because an NCO was questioning him. He said, you do it because I'm the battalion commander and I'm in charge. And I said, well, sir, yeah, that is correct. But according to the regulations, if I have questions about orders, I can request them in writing and you will sign them. Because if my men get killed, I'm going to burn you to the ground. Now, that pissed off his entire staff because, you know, let's face it, most of the officers on staff, they basically get issued knee pads for a reason. All right, they're just a bunch of ass kissers and dick suckers.
Fuck her up, baby.
And I had hurt the battalion commander's feelings by quoting regulations to him. Well, I got yelled at, but there's really nothing they could do because I wasn't wrong. All right, now here's another one. Same battalion commander. Now, when we got there in 2004, the rules of engagement allowed for warning shots. So our guys fired a lot of warning shots. Well, the battalion commander didn't like it, and he's like, no, you're not doing that anymore. There'll be no more warning shots. Well, I had read the rules of engagement, and I'm like, what do you mean, sir? It says right there at the bottom of the ORI, no subordinate commander can take anything away from the base rules of engagement. You can just add to it. And he's like, nope, we're taking warning shots off the table. I want you to brief your guys. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that. Next morning, I got on the convoy. I rolled right down to Victory. Went to the theater commander. He wasn't there, but some of his, you know, lieutenant colonels, and I think he had one colonel there, you know, minding the show. I don't know. And I let him know that there was a lieutenant colonel down the road at Abu Ghraib prison who was taking stuff off the rules of engagement. I explained to him what was going on. I handed him the PowerPoint presentation that the battalion commander wanted me to give. And, you know, I don't know what happened after that. What I do know is by the time I got back to Abu, roughly around 7 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening, the whole warning shot thing was still in effect. But I had to literally risk my life, get on a convoy, roll down to Victory, use an open door policy, you know, talk to a lieutenant colonel, and there was like two sergeant majors. I don't remember their names because I just don't care. And there was one Fulbert colonel who was briefed on exactly what was going on. Now, case in point, if you are in the military now and you have all kinds of craziness going on and you don't know what to do, well, I'm going to tell you. And this is going to go in my next webinar, Administrative Violence Military Edition. All right. There's a form called the DA-1559. It is a formal IG complaint. All right. Download the PDF, get familiar with it, because you're going to probably have to fill this out. Say you're one of these individuals who's in a unit that has a trans commander, and you don't have any faith in this commander. You are well within your rights under the regulations to file an IG complaint against the commander stating you don't have any confidence in their ability to lead whatsoever. You can phrase it however you want. But if 10% of the unit does that, they're going to have a command climate survey conducted. If 20% of the unit does that, that commander is gone.
Bye-bye now.
They literally, you know, fire his ass from command because it's easier to replace one person than it is 20% of your unit, plain and simple. All right? It can be done. I know there's some officers out there who are going to see this and they're going to hate my guts. That's fine. Because let's face it, most of you guys are worthless fucks anyway. And you just go along to get along and you fuck up and move up. Look at General Milley.
Oh my God! Ah! Ah!
It's about time that the soldiers, the guys who are on the ground doing the real deal, brought some of these rogue, incompetent, toxic leaders to heel. And that's all you got to do is the IG complaint. Now, my advice is this. You fill out the IG complaints. You don't send them to your unit IG. You don't send them, you know, in your I Corps or your Corps IG. You send them to the Department of Defense Inspector General's office. From there, it'll come down the chain and get sent to another IG office nearby. But they can't sweep it under the rug because everyone above them knows it exists. And you can supercharge it even more if you file concurrently a complaint with your congressman in regards to the leadership you have in your unit. It will turn everything upside down. All right. So hopefully, you know, I answered that question in regards to how to disagree with your chain of command and things you can do to, you know, impose your will or at least have some semblance of control in the downward spiral, you know, on the tail end of your career, because that's where a lot of this administrative violence is going to be needed. On the tail end of your career, you know, you're going to run into unprofessional individuals who want nothing more than to tear you down to make themselves look good. Arm yourself, get the weapons, learn how to use them, and have no mercy. Take it easy.